This animation demonstrates how waves move along a stretched spring. The spring itself does not travel across the screen as two pulses move along it. Instead, a disturbance moves along the spring, carrying energy from left to right. A long metal coil spring is stretched horizontally across the screen. Only the left end of the spring is visible. The rest of the spring extends to the right, out of view. A left hand grips the leftmost coil in the spring and holds it under tension. The hand remains in place while the spring is stretched straight and horizontal. The hand now begins to move back and forth horizontally along the same direction as the length of the spring. As the hand moves, some coils of the spring are pushed close together, forming regions of compression. Between these regions, the coils spread further apart. These alternating compressions and expansions travel along the spring towards the right, moving away from the hand. Each individual coil moves back and forth about its equilibrium position but does not travel along the length of the spring. This motion is called a longitudinal wave, also known as a compression wave. In a longitudinal wave, the direction of the disturbance, here the horizontal motion of the coils, is in the same direction as the wave travels, which is also horizontal. The hand now stops its horizontal motion. The spring briefly returns to its evenly spaced straight shape. Next, the hand begins moving up and down vertically, perpendicular to the length of the spring. As the hand moves upward and downward, each coil is displaced upward and then downward about its equilibrium position. A rippling shape forms along the spring. This shape travels to the right, away from the hand. Even though the wave travels horizontally, each individual coil only moves up and down. This motion is called a transverse wave. In a transverse wave, the direction of the disturbance, in this case vertical motion, is perpendicular to the direction the wave travels, which remains horizontal. This animation shows two types of wave disturbances. The disturbances move through the medium, while the individual parts of the medium move about their equilibrium positions without any bulk motion. A single longitudinal pulse passes by, with a brief compression followed by expansion moving through the medium. Next, a single transverse pulse passes by with the medium moving up and down as the disturbance travels forward. In general, waves carry energy through a medium without transporting the medium itself.